through tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday morning, June 28, 1979. Summer camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Reverend Joe Williams is the speaker of the morning.
Changing me since I made a turn about faith. I've been growing in His grace. Jesus is changing me. He's changing me. My precious Jesus, I'm not the same person that I used to be. Sometimes it's slow going, but there's a knowing that one day perfect I shall be. A little by little, every day, a little by little in every way, Jesus is changing me. He's changing me since I made a turn about faith. I've been growing in His grace. Jesus is changing me. He's changing me. My precious Jesus, I'm not the same person that I used to be. Sometimes it's slow going, but there's a knowing that one day perfect I shall be.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank You for Your presence in our midst today. We thank You for the glory of the Lord. We thank You for the Shekinah glory of the power of the Holy Ghost to flow and to move through this place and through Thy people today. We praise You for it, Lord. We thank You for Your presence. I praise You, Lord. I thank You for Your presence here this morning. I glorify the name of the Lord Jesus. Holy is the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless every minister that ministers, Lord. Bless every person that comes through these doors. And Lord, may we be a blessing to each other and then a blessing unto Thee. For we are Your people, Lord, made to praise and honor and to glorify and to magnify the Lord Jesus. Father, we come today to learn of Thee and to glorify Thee. Anoint the speakers, Lord, and the teachers, Lord. Move by Your Spirit upon those who bring us praise and worship and music and song. And I thank You for it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Bless Brother Williams this morning, Lord, as he ministers unto us. And I thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
I love You, Lord, and You're wonderful, and I praise You because You're so wonderful to my heart. I love You with everything that's within me. It's just a little burst of praise there to the Lord. Oh, let's everybody praise Him. And glory to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord has been good to us. Praise the Lord. I'm very happy this morning. He's so real to me. I know that He's real to you. He's been doing wonderful things, and we are to be very, very grateful to Him. And I know you are. When people come from all over the country, and this state and that state, and make long drives, and some of you have even sacrificed to be here, you're certainly hungry, or you wouldn't come and make that effort. And so when people make an effort and show they're hungry, then God always reaches out and begins to meet and take care of your need. And it's such a joy to have the privilege of ministering to you and ministering with you and sit here in these services, and I receive so much myself as I listen to these giants of the faith, as it were, as they poured out their hearts to us. I feel that all of us will go back home feeling richer than when we came. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
This is, some of you are on vacation. You've arranged it so you could be here at this time and have your vacation. And what a wonderful vacation. The Lord has given us very good weather. We needed a little rain, so we got it, and then it cleared up, and now the sun's been shining and smiling upon us. And let's be grateful for that. So, you know, it could have been raining and thundering and hailing every day, but it didn't. So our Father loves us, and we are just covered this morning with a beautiful canopy of love. All over this building, there's a golden glow, all over. It wasn't so earlier this morning, but it is now. The glory of the Lord is just hovering over the building and comes down about these, I don't know what you call them, anyway, just down about this floor. And it should be down upon us, shouldn't it? It should be down to where you could feel it. And you raise your hand as it comes down, touches your fingers, right? You can feel the tingle of the glory of the Lord. It's very, very real. It has a golden glow to it. And if we just kind of reach up and pull a little right now, we can pull it down. Just we want it, Lord. Pull it down. Yes, Lord. Just let it come a little closer, Lord. A little closer, Lord. Now it's beginning to descend. It's coming down. You're pulling it down. Thank you, Lord. It's coming down slowly, but it's moving down. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Down and bathe your people now. Just bathe their heart. Just keep your hands up and just keep pulling on it. And it'll come on down. He that hungereth and thirsteth after righteousness, they're the ones that shall be filled. Lord, we're hungry this morning. We've come here to feel the supernatural, to enjoy the supernatural, to taste of the good things of the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And just move it on down, Lord. Move it on down. Oh, it's getting close now. It's only about 2 feet above your hands now. Oh, yes, Lord, just let it come on down and completely envelop us, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we're hungry. We're hungry, Lord. It's touching somebody's fingers that you got your hands up high right now, beginning to touch you. Let it come on down, Lord. Come on down to the floor and just let it envelop us here. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And as you're doing this, you're drawing the angels too. They're coming. I see them coming. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's touching several fingers there now. You should feel that tingle in your hand as it comes on down your arm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we want it, Lord. Let it come on down. Come on down to the floor and envelop your people. Oh, we love the supernatural. We're not afraid of it, Lord. We're not afraid to launch out into the unknown. We love it, Lord. Oh, we praise you for the wonder of the Lord, the greatness of his might and power. Bathe our hearts, Lord, just and heal every wound that is here this morning, Lord. That's why you're doing it. Just heal every wound, Lord. Every wound that's made in the hearts of your people. Many wounds here this morning, Lord. Heal them as you come on down. Envelop them. Come on a little closer. Don't be afraid now. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe. Yes, Lord. Let it come on down now. Many of you should be feeling it. Should be tingling in your hands, in your arms. It's coming down. Praise you, Lord. Oh, we thank you for it, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's down now almost past your chest now. Most of you there. Some of you, of course, is down further because you're taller. Yes, Lord. Yes, now. Oh, yes. That's what we want, Lord. Just a little more now, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just let us be covered completely with this cloud of glory. Thank you, Lord. You're so wonderful. So wonderful, Lord. Praise God. Oh, glory. Praise God. Your hearts, your minds are being anointed now so you can receive. Oh, yes, Lord. Ah, great cloud of angels have just arrived now to help us and work with us. Oh, glory to God. Praise, praise you, praise. Get your eyes right on the Master now. Worship him. Don't worship angels, but worship him, Jesus. They're only like us, just to work with us and help us, but he's a central figure. Everything revolves around him. He's our all. Yay, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, 3, 4 hearts have been healed this morning there, I see.
say.
Wounds in the hearts. Wounds in the hearts I'm talking about. Not physical, but spiritual. Thank you, Lord. Let's hold on just a few moments more. It's way us down to your seats now, where you're sitting. This golden glow, it's like a mist, like a fog. Lord, we would desire thee to let it drop all the way to the floor and envelop us completely so we'll be completely under its control and power. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that heavenly covering we have now. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now we thank you for this. Now just be real quiet now and just absorb it now. Just absorb it now. Just don't disturb it. Just absorb it now. Oh, praise His wonderful, precious name. Praise God. Brother Chuck Flynn said something. I believe it was his first masterful sermon that he gave. Something like this. We need balance. We don't need to go to extremities. We need all the gifts. We need this blessing, that blessing. And we need this type of ministry and the other. But we need balance. We need the gifts. We need the fruits to balance. There's nine gifts, there's nine fruits. And we just need, above all, just to keep our eyes on the Master. He's everything. He's the chief of all. He's the King. To Him we owe our allegiance. To Him belongs all praise, love, faith, adoration, and everything. But we need all kinds of preaching and teaching to keep us balanced so we won't get out of symmetry. We need to be balanced Christians, thinking right, seeing right. Everything to be done to glorify Him. To be sure, we ourselves stay out of the way, which is the most difficult thing to do. We try so hard, some of us, and still we get in the way, and we open ourselves at times unaware of the fact that to the enemy, and he comes in and takes that advantage. But as soon as you see that, heal it, bring it quickly to Christ, confess it as sin to Him, and let Him wash it and take it out of your heart. Remember this now, that sin is the basic power of the enemy. He come in to the human family on the basis of disobedience, which is sin. What is sin? Sin is anything that you think or do in any way that is displeasing to the Lord. There you have it in a nutshell. I wonder if this is sin. That's sin. Sin is simply doing, saying anything. Anytime, any way that displeases the Master. So call it by its right name, confess it to Him, and we have the promise, the Word of God, we're solid here. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us. And when you confess that sin, those devils have lost their power, and then you can command them to leave you and you can get deliverance. But as long as a sin is there, they hold it, they have rights. R-I-G-H-T-S. They have rights. They've gained those rights through deception or any way they can. They've gained them, though, and they're going to hold if they can. You can finally wear them out and get them out. They'll get so disgusted of you fighting them, they'll leave. But it's simpler and easier if you can get their power broken, which is sin that they're holding them. See, you get break those rights, and then you can kick them out so easy. So when you notice any sin in your life anywhere, bring it quickly to Jesus. You speak an unkind word, unkind thought, any resentment, criticism, fault finding, condemnation, lust, thoughts, or desires, or any way. Well, we could go on and on and on. The list is so long you can't name it. But when you see and recognize anything that is displeasing to the Master, quickly run to Him and confess it and let Him bury it in that fountain
of blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, as we say. He is faithful and just to forgive. All he wants us to do is to confess it and come like man, as it were, and stand before him and say, I've sinned, Lord, that's all. Come and forgive me, I'm sorry. That's all he wants. And he said, all right, son. Thank God, I'll cleanse you right now. Come on, forget the past now. Let's take my hand. Let's keep on walking now. Praise God. He's just that manly, he's just that big, and he's just that loving. And he loves you this morning with a love far exceeding anything you can imagine.
And so we've had deliverance, and we had a masterful sermon yesterday afternoon, and so on deliverance. But now I see this morning the Lord wants to swing over on another side here and balance us up. Bring us up now. Praise God. Galatians 5 and 6, you'll find the text. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision which availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. And we're told over in Mark 12, 13, 31, love the Lord thy God with all your soul, all your mind, heart, strength, and your neighbor as yourself. We have that beautiful chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, breaks down love, tears it apart, lets you look at it. But we're reminded here that this is a faith that works by love. A faith that works by love. When you become a Christian, when you invited Christ to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins, you were already a body and a soul and a spirit. You were made after the likeness and image of God. You were already that. You were a tripart being. But when he saved you, I wonder if the cooling system is turned on. You were, before you were saved, a tripart being. But when you were saved, you are a new creation. And that new creation meant that somebody else come in and did a creative work within you. And his name was the Lord Jesus, by his Holy Spirit. And so a fourth person comes in. We're reminded of that verse of Scripture that says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. In Romans 8, 6, 7, where it is there, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. So the Holy Spirit has got to be in your spirit for your spirit to be regenerated. When we say we have eternal life, we mean that the Holy Spirit has come into my spirit, because he is eternal and he is life. And without him being there, you are not saved, regardless of what you've said or done or anything else. He must be there. And no man can truly, in his heart, love God without the Holy Spirit being there, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. You can admire him and appreciate him, as church members do, many others. But to really truly say you love him, you can't do that. I've talked with many of these spirits that Brother Worley talks about, and they talk to me too. And I've said to them, and some of them are very beautiful, very handsome. And I said, well, now you're very nice looking, and you're very intelligent. And you have, some of them have a very amiable disposition. And I said, you have a very amiable disposition? Yes, and they're flattered, and thank you. Very gentlemanlike, they said to me. But I said, and you're so like me, and your body and everything looks just like me. But tell me, do you love the Lord Jesus? He said, I wish you hadn't asked me that. You know I can't love him. And I say, why? Oh, because his spirit has never come into my heart. I can't love him. And the same thing of a man here in the flesh. You can't love him. You can admire him and appreciate him and like to be around and even appreciate the gospel and so on. But the Holy Spirit has got to be there in your heart for the love of God to really spring up. attack on yourself this morning. Do I really truly love him? Or do I just admire him and appreciate him as the Savior of the world? The Holy Spirit must be there. Now let's get back to our text. What does it profit us? Now, how does this thing work? Here we see the gifts of the Spirit. We see miracles. We see all these wonderful things happening. And if they work to some, and others they don't work. Some of you can get your prayers answered easily, and others rarely ever get a prayer answered. It shouldn't be so. God's people should move into a place where every prayer that you pray is answered. Why can't it be? Every prayer you pray should be answered. He's under contract to do it. But he also says this. You have to meet the conditions. You have to meet the conditions. And when you do, I'm under contract to do what I said I would do. But you have to be, and you have to do what I tell you to do. Now, this is a faith that works by love. When he comes into us, who is he and what is he? We're told that God is love. So that's something that comes into you is perfect love. And it seeks to dominate body, soul, and spirit and mind and get control there and bring you under its perfect control so that nothing but love will flow through you. Nothing but love will operate in you and through you. And not until it does can you and I be a true representative of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he was love personified. He was love in perfection, and he's our working model. Him we must pattern our thinking, our reading, our talking, our living, our projection. Everything about us must project Jesus Christ. And if we don't, we're missing the mark. Now, this is a faith that works by love. If you want God to answer your prayer, search your heart and get everything that's unlike love out of your heart, so that this new being that's come in who is love can have perfect control there. And he will always ask the will of God. He will always go directly to the throne. There shall be such a sweet understanding between you and him. And he just can't refuse you. He'll just do what you ask him to do. Some time ago, I prayed for a sinner or two, several of them. And kind of an acquaintance, good friends. And I say, well, you have heart trouble. You have this. Oh, yes, yes. They were glad to get rid of them. I asked the Lord to heal them. And he did, just like that. Just heal them just as easy as he did some of the old saints. I was driving along sometime after this, rather gratified that he would do this. And I was thinking of the potential. Then he began to talk to me. And I didn't feel so good. I said, now, Lord, what's the trouble here? And he said, well, now, you slightly grieve me. I said, what have I done? He said, you prayed for those sinners back there. And I said, and you healed him, too. He said, yes, I did. He said, I really didn't want to. You know, I stopped. I pulled a cough and wait a minute now. Now, you said you really didn't want to. Now, if you didn't want to heal him, why didn't you do it? I went right to his face and I said, now, if you didn't want to heal him, why did you do it? And, you know, I kind of run at him, you know, kind of bristle up, you know. Why did you do it? And he took all the wind out of my sails. And he spoke back in that gentle, sweet, kind way and said, because you asked me to. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, it was so beautiful. Why did you do it? I really didn't want to, but I did it because you asked me to. Are you getting anything out of this? You can get in there where your love life so clean and so pure before him, you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. You can even go past his will.
Just because you love people, just because you ask something all the time, it's very hard for him to say no, because you're so precious and so sweet and so close to him. Oh, yes. You and I, a real close fellowship here, real close. They're kind of buddy-buddies here. You and I. When you ask me to do something, it's hard for me to refuse you. Why? Because our love relationship is so beautiful. This is a faith that works by love. Hallelujah. I've told this 2 or 3 times since I've been here already, since this meeting started, but tell it again because it illustrates the point so perfectly. I got down to pray some time ago, and I started to pray for a gentleman. I don't think he was a minister, but I pray often for them. But anyway, he came up before me. I said, Lord, this man needs prayer. He's under pressure. Lord, oh, I stopped right there. Holy Spirit said, I said, Lord, can't I pray for him? He said, no. I said, why can't I pray for him? Because you're showing me the need. He said, I can't answer your prayer. And I don't want you to ask me because I can't answer your prayer. Well, I said, Lord, why can't you answer my prayer? He said, because you've got a little criticism in your heart towards that man. You see, there was something there besides love in my heart. Then I said, Lord, I confess it to you now. Take it all out. It was gone. All out. It was gone. I said, can I pray now? He said, you can pray. Just ask me, whatever it is. And so I did. And he said, your prayer is answered, son. Come on, let's go on to something else now. It's like that way. When love was controlling, don't you see? When that thing that was not love was blotted out by his blood, then that faith that works by love was dropped down into my heart, and all heaven responded was at my fingertips. See it? We're taught and we're preached at, and this is no reflection. I don't mean it that way, but we are, and we hear it all the time. Have faith, have faith, have faith, have faith. Well, we know it's the lack of faith. We know that. And by preaching on faith, thank God we can build up some faith, too. But listen, why don't we have the faith? Why don't we have more faith? Here is the principle right here. It's a faith that works by love. And if you can't make it work through love, it won't work. And if the faith in reality comes from God, it is God's faith that has dropped down in our hearts. Suddenly, you can just believe. Suddenly, you know that deep, quiet feeling that isn't shouted up and it isn't jumped down and it jumped up or any other way. It's the loving Father dropping his faith down into our hearts that we can believe. And then when we ask, thank God we see it happen, because we're on receiving ground that prayer goes through and all heaven backs it up. It is a faith that works by love. If you want more faith, get more love in your heart. Thank God. The power of your life will be your how strong is your love life. If you want your loved one saved, your husband saved, your wife saved, and everybody else around you saved, love them into the kingdom. You can't be pointing out your husband's faults and sins and all your family and everybody else and get anywhere. Love them. Get everything out of your heart. Get all criticism, fault finding, condemnation out. Get everything out. Get on your knees. Let the tears flow. Do some digging. Pay a price. Get down there and let heaven and get everything out, but just this love gift in your soul, then look at them through love. Thank God, and heaven will come and back you up and stand at your back. Thank God, and you can bind the devils, amen, and they'll quiver and shake before you. Heaven will come down, angels will come and help you. We can get someplace. We can do things for God that has got to be done through love. Our world was redeemed through a love gift. We've got to nip that. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He's a love gift. Running the old dusty trails of Palestine to bring hope and life and redemption to our lost humanity, pressed, crushed down under the heel of the crusher, as it were. Oh, people had everything else but love. They were told to do it, but they couldn't do it. The Lord didn't give him any strength to do it. Love the Lord, Bible. Yes, but how's a man going to do it when he's loaded down with sin, when he's never had a change of heart? You see, the Lord was demanding something that men couldn't do. But thank God there came a better covenant.
a better testament. There came somebody. Thank God to say, I'll redeem him. Then I can send my spirit into their hearts and write my laws on their hearts. They'll know my will, and they'll be able to do it. Because they'll be love ruled and love controlled. I'll be able to live in them, operate through them, and believe through them. Save the world through them. We are the saviors of the world. The world's loaded down with religions. Thou shalt do and shalt not do. Obey this, do this, this ritual, that ritual, something else. We've got all kinds of religions, but there's only one kind that'll work and produce results. And that's this love religion. Jesus Christ, the love gift. Oh, love the world. Amen. This is the thing that I have learned and God has taught me, as well as he's taught others I know. Just some time ago, I was asking God on a particular thing. I said, Lord, why don't you heal that particular thing when I ask you to? Then he began to talk to me. And he said, do you see this? Do you see this here? I said, no, I hadn't seen it, Lord. But you're showing it to me now. He said, here's the cause, right here. There's a little self-exaltation right here, and I want this thing blotted out and cleaned out. And when you do, then I can answer your prayers for that particular kind of sickness. Are you with me now? Come on. You want to be used of God? You want the gifts of healing? And so on. Get so pure and so holy and so full of this love of God that nothing but love rules and controls and guides you and leads you and prays through you. Then, thank God, you won't have to shout and go through any commotion. Just quietly say, do it, Lord, and he answers your prayer like that, and it's done. It's that simple. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The richest lives are the love lives. You want to be rich and happy in Jesus? Live a life of love. When man is love ruled and love owned and love motivated, he does not shrink from any sacrifice. Love will drive you to the cross. Love will drive you to the guillotine. Love will drive you any place. You can do anything because you love him more than you love yourself or love the world or anything that's in it. And we're told to love not the world or anything that's in it, but just love him. Just flow to him. Yield up to him. We think sometimes we have to pray loud and we have to pray long and we have to get others to pray with us. And now, you read between lines. I don't mean this for criticism, but I'm trying to get over a point now. We think we have to go to a lot of prayer. And a sister came to me the other day and said, Lord, Brother William, how many days will I have to fast so that the Lord will do this particular thing for me? You see, we don't understand. We just don't understand. Praise God. Oh, we'll just look to him. And just let love so possess, so control us. We'll get so pure. For nothing but love rules here. Everything will have to get out of the way. See, we think we have to finally talk him into it. We get everybody to help us, and we'll all pray. We're going to finally convince the Lord that he needs to do this particular thing for me or somebody else. Now, don't misunderstand. We need all-night prayer meetings. We need to get together in group prayer meetings. We need to pray. We need to search our hearts, everything we know. But a lot of it is to take care of the preparation so that when we get there, he'll do it like that. But if you're already there, you don't have to do that, don't you see? Now, why can't you live there? You can. Why don't we all live there? We can. It's where you set your sights and what you want to be. You can be what you want to be, and no man can stop you and no devil. You can be what you want to be. But you have to set your sights there. Get your vision.
get the objective before you. No man gets any place unless he has an objective. And Jesus should be our objective. Look at him. He's the working model. Be like him. You want to know what's right and what's wrong? Just say, Jesus, what would you do? And you'll have the answer right away. You know he wouldn't do that. You know he wouldn't say that. And then, well then, you know what to do then. I know that he wouldn't do that. I know he wouldn't do this, and he wouldn't do that. So he's your model. Just let him operate. Just let him live here. Let him settle down, as it were, and possess you fully, body, soul, spirit, and mind. So fill you with himself. And he'll desire for you. He'll pray for you. He'll love for you. He'll believe for you. He'll live this life through you. And he'll leave behind you a benediction to everybody who comes across your pathway. This is a love walk, a love life. The world is redeemed through love. We're going to a place of love. Christianity is love from the top to the bottom. Everything about it is love. It works by love, and it doesn't work any other way. And we can display it this way or that way, or put on Christianity, put on religion, and so on, and act like it and imitate it. But the real genuine thing is just love, 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 love. If you don't love, you don't amount to anything. We're told that in 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. If you don't love, you don't amount to anything. And your Christianity is no more powerful than your love life. If you can't love everybody, then there's something wrong in your heart. For God so loved the world. And it's our business to love the world. Poor old heart broken, bruised,
trodden down world, so full of sin and the devil and crushed. And what are we all looking for? We're looking for love, that's all. And it's only love that's going to meet the needs in our lives. You need love. I need love. And it's the love of Jesus Christ that draws us to him. He's loving us out of the world, loving us unto himself, and he's going to love us through the gates, thank God. And we're going to be surrounded by his love forever and ever and ever and love ever, and nothing's going to be up there but love. Nothing will enter those gates but what's clean and pure and holy and full of love. So let's get loved up. The world loves a lover. Hallelujah. The world loves a lover.
Thank God, if you just love everybody, it's pretty hard for people to find any fault with you. Just look at them and love them. They'll say all manner of evil against you. Just pray for them and love them. And then you'll have power to ask God to do something for them, and he'll answer your prayer. But if you get anything in your heart back toward him, your power, your prayers won't get any higher in your head, so you might as well not just forget it. You won't get any place. If you've got anything in your heart against your husband, you'll never get him saved. Just forget about it. If you've got anything in your heart, criticism or condemnation toward the kids, the devil's already got the advantage and you're beating the wall. You're not getting any place. This is a faith that works by love. Thank God. And he can so fill you with his faith until you can just believe for anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Still love me now? You're all beautiful, folks. Come a long ways. Somebody loves you. Amen. You're loved of God. You're appreciated of God. You're kings. You're priests unto God. You're his sons and daughters. Thank God. And we're all getting clothed up, fixed up, blessed up, ready to go up. Thank God. And we can live happily ever after together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know something? Oh, yeah. I've got 10 minutes. Oh, I want to see some miracles this morning. We've been just teaching, and not so much preaching this morning, but just teaching. How to get a prayer answered. I'd just like to see a lot of miracles happen this morning. I'd like to see some creative miracles. Perhaps there's a number of you here this morning that have missing organs in your bodies. You ladies have hysterectomies, you lost your ovaries, you need them. That's your hormones, and you need them. A number of you here, perhaps you've lost your gallbladder. You lost a kidney. I don't know what all you lost. Let's just believe this morning that this gentleman of Galilee who is standing back there, Canaan, this gentleman of Galilee will just create this morning and replace in your body all these missing things. Would you like that? You had your thyroid removed. You don't have one. Let him give you a new one this morning. Would you like that? Praise the Lord. You got missing vertebrae in your back or something. Whatever you got, just let him recreate them this morning. Put them back in. Would you like that, too? Praise the Lord. Oh, God. You got a heart that's all twisted up, and something's wrong with it. You need a new heart. When I came, sweetest thing I prayed for, come here, and they had two little daughters, and I took them, arms around them. What's the matter with you, darling? All the blood pressure was way down, very anemic, always blood pressure down, always anemic. What's the trouble with you? You should be bigger than that. Yeah, you should be. Maybe 4 inches taller at your age. What's the trouble? Look at the little heart. It wasn't big enough. And probably, I believe, a valve wasn't it? Valve wasn't closing either. The heart just wasn't big enough. See, take care. And the body, this something that controls is so wise. It won't let the body get above that which it can take care of. So, yeah, it just needs a heart. See, the heart to be enlarged would be made perfectly normal. And he did it just like that. Just like nothing. Just like that. He did it. And both of them running around here now with brand new hearts. And just, I'm checking them, watching them. And their blood pressures are just perfect. He just took care of it. He loves his people. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. You like something happened to you this morning? Come on and just let him do it, will you? Come on. Stand up quick, Dorothy. All stand, and that'll make it easier for you. Come on up and stand up here in front so I can get at you. Praise the Lord. Just need a miracle this morning, a creative miracle. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Oh, yes. Now, remember here, just kind of line up here so I can get close to you. Get up close here to the... Amen. What do you need, then?
Well, you want to know how we get to the gallbladder, too, and I know that blood pressure is so
easy. I see. Your blood pressure is perfect. Amen. You got a nice gallbladder there. It's just perfect. Over this, over is perfect. That over is perfect. You don't need anything. Just go back to your seat and sit down. What do you need?
I have
chronic kidney disease. Okay. The rest of it can be seated now. I don't want to wear you out now. You have a... You have a chronic kidney infection? Hmm? Yeah, you got your right kidney there. It's about a third of it is gone. The left kidney there is just beginning to deteriorate until even that goes on down, feeds down to your bladder there. And it's very serious there to your bladder there now. So we'll ask him, what do you need, sir? And you need ovaries this morning? Huh? Yeah, you need ovaries. Now, don't ask me to pray for anything except ovaries. I'm not going to pray for anything else. I don't want to encourage children to be brought into this demon-infested world at this time, the world conditions before us. But we do need hormones for our bodies. Let's see, how many of you need ovaries this morning? Raise your hand. Okay. Let's see, now what do you need? You said, well, you didn't raise your hand. God bless you. What do you need, honey? What do you need? Well, she needs her neck straightened up. Well, she's going to get in this line, didn't want to miss it. What is it? A loss? Huh? And a gallbladder. You need two. And yours?
Osteoporosis
is by my spine deteriorating. Her spine is deteriorating. She needs a miracle.
I need some new teeth.
She needs new teeth, this woman. And you've had a thyroid removed and you need a new thyroid. And you?
Poor circulation and my spine.
Poor circulation? Oh, what's wrong here? Your heart, let me see. Your heart's got a twist in it. One valve isn't... It's lacking that much. Closing. She's just, her blood pressure's just nothing. She's so anemic. And so on. What?
I think it's good of my reading glasses.
Oh, he wants... He wants our glasses. Oh, yeah. What? I put that for you.
Always, always see your eyes.
Let's see. Right, always. Oh, it's missing.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see.
I need a hormone.
Yeah, I see. You need a gallbladder?
No.
Huh? Your neck needs to, your back needs to be straightened. And a new pancreas. Let's see, your pancreas is really half of it is gone. That's right, you do need it. On the left side. And you need a pancreas, all right. Okay. Everybody stand up out there and let's believe together now, come on. Now, put your... Come on now. Everybody lift your hands now. Come on. Jesus, come on and stand behind these people. That's right. Here he is. He's right here behind you now. Thank you, Jesus. You've heard and you see and you know the needs of all these people here. These missing parts of the body, the spine, everything that needs to be recreated, recreated hearts, everything that needs to be recreated, Lord. I believe you'll do it now. These people believe. We ask you to do it now. All of them at once now, Lord. It's nothing for you, and I believe it. Grant me this prayer now in the name of Jesus. I ask it, Lord, to happen now for all of us. Everybody out there, praise God now for it. Thank you, Lord. Praise him with everything you've got within you. Praise him. Praise him. Thank you, Lord, for doing it for every one of us. Thank you, Lord, for doing it for all of them. Thank you, Lord, for doing it for all of them at once, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just thank him. You here around the altar. Just thank him for it. Just thank you for it. You out there, come on, believe, 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 believe. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everybody, keep on now. Let the Lord do it. It'll take a little while, but just let him do it. Just hold steady in faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering prayer for every one of them at once, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Join somebody's hand out there and let's believe together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you, Lord, oh Lord, for these miracles. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing it, Lord. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing them. Thank you, Lord, for making them whole. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hold on a little longer, but just hold steady and believe him now. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. Thank you, Lord. A little longer, a little longer. Come on. Stand with me in faith now. Thank you, Lord. You at the altar praying here. Just thank him for it. Just thank him for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. You and the audience can be seated now. I don't want you to stand too long, get too tired. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, darling, what did you tell me you needed? Your pancreas. Now, this girl needed a new pancreas, and about half of it was gone. She has a perfect pancreas. Now, he created that for her. You believe that? What did you need? Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, you didn't need a creation. You need about everything.
The brain, everything.
Yeah. I'll get to you a little later. Don't run away. Let's check them quickly. What did you need, then?
My back and my pancreas.
And your pancreas? And your pancreas is perfect. Amen. And while you were standing there, he straightened your spine till every vertebra is in place. Get excited, honey. Your spine is perfect. Try it. Do anything you want to, and you've got a perfect... You're waiting for me? I'm telling you, it's all right. Everything you needed is put in there now. Your back is perfect. Every vertebra, everything is just right in your back right now. You believe it now. You have to be told that.
I have them all.
The gallbladder was just a little tiny thing like this, and you got a perfect one there now. And this ovary's perfect, that ovary's perfect. You got it. Face got it. You need ovaries? You got a beautiful one, a perfect one. Perfect one there. Got it. Face got it. The brother wants his eyes. Jesus, thank you for touching his eyes, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. What was your teacher?
Circulation and spine.
Yeah, and you need a deterioration in your spine, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything has been recreated. Every vertebra, disc, everything is perfect in your spine now. Mm-hmm. It is perfect, dear. You believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Face God. And what else did you say? Was it your ovaries? Yeah. Oh, your heart, wasn't it? I said it was your heart. It was all twisted up. Your heart is perfect, and it's just working beautifully. Your heart, the valve is in perfectly in place. Everything's just going beautiful for you. Let's see. You need a transfusion, though, in order to make everything just complete. Give her a new transfusion. Now, Lord. Thank him for it. Thank him for it. Let him do it. Praise God. What does it mean?
Thyroid.
You need a new thyroid, and you got it. Ain't that it's already starting to work right now. Amen. Just got a new one standing right there, and it's starting to work. It's up already. It's starting to go right on up to 100 points. God bless you.
I'm having a chest full, and the doctor says I'm never able to wear a dentist, so I want to
see. But he don't know everything.
No.
Thank you, Lord, for meeting her needs. Thank you, Jesus. Please.
I do believe it.
She got to be here. Hope it's real.
It is.
It is real. It is real. Good evening. What is this? What is it, porosis, you're talking about? Oh, a deterioration in your spine. Yeah. That's not quite finished yet. He's working there now. You've got, there's about 75% or a percent of it done, but it isn't quite. You stick around. You know. Praise the Lord. What was your...
I've lost a kidney altogether.
You lost one kidney altogether.
I've got a perfect eyesight, and I've got a pinhole on me, too.
But the kidney was the main thing. You've lost one kidney. Which one? You lost your left kidney. And you got a brand new kidney.
Praise God.
Isn't that wonderful, Bill? She got a brand new kidney.
Oh, now are you
really? Praise God. See, so far there's been only one or two of these that he hasn't answered prayer and given just what they wanted. What was yours now?
My eye.
Your eye. Bless her heart. I can't see any of these. Touch your eyes. I can't see that. I can't. I'm not going to lie to you. I just don't see you touch them. Hang around and we'll find out why. There's got to be something holding you there. What do you want,
ovaries? I asked him for my ovaries and I can't have a baby on. Mm-hmm. He wanted to use it for the new
baby. No, you don't need any more babies. You've got enough babies.
I know I don't want him, but I mean, you know.
Just in case. Just in case.
No. No, I just want to be like the man with the uterus and fallopian.
Well, I didn't ask him to do that. I just asked him to give you something to give you hormones, and he did it. And he did it.
Yes. I asked him for my kids.
You got a beautiful new one right there in this thing. You got another one over here. Perfect. Praise God. You need ovaries. You got it. Oh, it's a perfect one right there. And a perfect one there. It'll stick a little bit for you.
Chronic kidney infection.
Let's see. The right kidney now is perfect. The left kidney is perfect. It's all gone. Do you believe it? The thing that was doing that is gone from there now. It's all gone. Perfect. Rejoice. Get happy. If we were further down south, down valley, people would be shouting. Something around. These mongrels up here, they can't shout. I don't know what's wrong with them. Oh, what did you need, brother? What was your need?
My knee. Kidney.
Let's see. Stick around. Let me pray for the recovery. What was your need?
I needed
some
work on my bladder.
Oh, that wasn't a creative miracle that you needed. Just dropped and it hasn't moved. Now, here's a case. Here's one that hasn't moved. There was no answer to this prayer. And you stick around and find out why. Amen. And yours? Your, what did you need?
Maybe.
It was over?
No.
Come on. Smile. The hurt smile is worth a million. Come on. You know, we're so fabulous, and I'm so happy.
Just a little Jewish girl. And isn't it wonderful that the Lord will pick out one here and there and save them? Thank the Lord. We're so happy that she comes. Lord, give her the desire of her heart. Everything. Just let that faith drop down in her heart by the love of God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.